For our Monday-Thursday meditation, we will be listening to two very different items. The first is the poem which Malcolm Guite began writing on Monday-Thursday in 2020, 3 weeks after the world was in COVID lockdown. Some of you may still remember these meditations beginning way back in March of that year. By Monday-Thursday in 2020, I finally realized that, for the first time in my life, I would not be attending an Easter service. And even though I was with Janice, we felt the isolation. Lockdown. Guite reflected on those locked doors and malls and playgrounds, but he also reminded us that Christ has the skill in breaking barriers. These days, our doors no longer shut us off from neighbors because of COVID, yet many, especially those of us in apartment buildings, are often isolated for much of the day. Guite reminds us that on Maundy Thursday, Christ served his friends, and he imagines Christ Jesus still helping people today. Verse 4, "Now in lonely towers made of glass and steel, and in the fierce favelas of the poor, touching with wounded hands the wounds he tends, Christ Jesus is at supper with his friends." We will also listen to Francis Poulenc's Tristis est anima mea, "My soul is sorrowful, even unto death. Stay here and watch with me." Words Matthew reports Jesus saying in the Garden of Gethsemane, perhaps about 2 hours before he was betrayed and captured. Centuries later, this quotation from Matthew was then expanded so that it could be added to the midnight office of Matins on Maundy Thursday. In this expanded text, Jesus also predicts that a multitude would surround them, that the disciples would flee for their lives, and that he, Jesus, would be sacrificed. Poulenc, a 20th century French composer and practicing Christian, uses dissonance for this dissonant event in history. I like the purity of the young woman's soprano voice and how Poulenc contrasts it with the choir's agitation when fearing the approaching multitude. 6 years ago in Vancouver, on Maundy Thursday, we felt isolated. About 2,000 years ago, on Maundy Thursday in Gethsemane, Jesus felt isolated. Today, let us remember those who still feel isolated.
Maundy Thursday, all the world is still. Maundy Thursday, all the world is still. The planes wait, grounded by departure gates. The street is empty and the shopping mall deserted. Padlocked, the playground waits against the day that children play again. Till then, our sad refrain is just refrain. Maundy Thursday, all the world is still and Jesus is at supper with his friends. No longer in the upper room, that hall in Zion where the story starts and ends. For he descended from it long ago to find his new friends in the here and now. Maundy Thursday, all the world is still and Jesus is at supper with his friends. Our doors are locked for fear, but he has skill in breaking barriers. With ease he bends our prison bars, slips past the sentry post, and joins us as the guest who is our host. Maundy Thursday, all the world is still, but in cramped quarters on the 15th floor, in lonely towers made of glass and steel, and in the fierce favelas of the poor, touching with wounded hands the wound he tends, Christ Jesus is at supper with his friends.
Thank you. Come, 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 here it is.